Also, the skull and the knife disappear. In their place, a small stove with glowing coals is seen. Casper says, splendidly served. Thank you, Samuel. It warms my heart. But what is keeping Max? Would he break his word? Help, Samuel! Casper puts more wood on the coals and blows on it. Owls and other birds flap their wings as if they want to fan the fire. The fire smokes and crackles. Again, this is all happening on stage, my friends. Finally, Max appears. On top of a rock, opposite the waterfall, he looks down at the glen. He says, oh, how frightful is this gloomy abyss. How dreadful the eyes fancy seeing a pool of hell. And he's more right than he knows. Behold, the storm clouds forming. The moonlight is dimming. Ghostly, mistly apparitions float in. The stones appear alive. Hush, hush, the nightbird flies into the bush. Scarred red-gray balls shake their giant claws at me. No, whether my heart feels horror or not, I must defy all the terrors. And Casper says aside, thanks, Samuel, but grace period is granted. And then Casper sends to Max, now we're best pals, right? You have finally arrived, friend. Was it right to make me wait so long? Can't you see how worried I've been? He fans the fire with the eagle's wing. And Max says, I shot the eagle at the mountain's top. I cannot expect my fate to march in reverse. Max climbs a few steps, and then he stands still, gazing fixedly at the rock right across from him. And suddenly he says, help me! And Casper says, come on, time flies. And Max says, I can't move. And Casper says, coward, you always climbed like a goat. But Max points to the rock and he says, see there, see? He points to the rock. A white and worn out female form becomes evident, raising her hands. What you see there is my mother's ghost. She lies in the coffin, resting in the grave. She implores with cautioning glimpse. She nods to me to return. Yes, his mother's ghost is telling him, go back! Don't stay. Casper says, help, Samuel. And then, silly fools, ha ha ha, look once more and recognize your faint-hearted folly. The vision disappears. Agatha's form now is apparent, her hair disheveled and adorned with leaves and straw. She acts like a madwoman about to throw herself into the abyss. And again, Max yells, Agatha, she's jumping into the river. Go to her, I must. Agatha, I must go to her, I must. The moon darkens, the apparition evaporates, and Max climbs down. You know, if I was Max, I would take this as a major warning. I would figure, you know, I gotta pluck my eyebrows. I left the stove on. Did I lock the car door? It's time to leave, but he wants those bullets. Max comes down, and Casper says, I think likewise you must. And Max says, here I am, what do I have to do? And Casper tells him to drink, and we will move rather rapidly through this remainder. They have some dialogue, and ultimately they prepare the fire for the casting of the bullets, which brings us now, my friends, to the central portion of the Wolf's Glen scene, the melodrama. Let me explain what a melodrama is, and then we will quickly read the text, and then we will listen to the scene. A melodrama is a genre of musical theater that combined spoken dialogue with background music. Here, Casper's lines are spoken against the background of continual orchestral music. First, he evokes Samuel, and then he casts each bullet, counting aloud. Ein, zwei, drei, and so forth. The echoes are heard coming from the mountains. For each casting, Weber paints a different miniature nature picture of the terrifying setting and the wildlife of the dark forest. For example, when the first bullet is cast, a greenish light is seen coming from the moon, partly hidden by a cloud. For the second bullet, a wild bird hovers above the fire. For the third, a black boar runs by and startles the two of them, and so forth. Each casting triggers another one of these supernatural events, which become increasingly terrifying until finally, at the end, Samuel himself appears. Let us read rapidly the melodrama. Casper says, pausing three times and bowing to the earth, Hunter who watches in the darkness, Samuel, Samuel, pay attention. Stay with me through this night until the magic is achieved. Anoint for me the herbs and lead. Bless the 7, 9, and 3 so that the bullet will fit. Samuel, Samuel, come to me. And the material in the crucible begins to bubble, sending forth a greenish flame. A cloud passes over the moon, obscuring the light. He casts the first bullet. Ein! The echo repeats, Eins! And nightbirds crowd around the fire. The second bullet, Zwei! The echo repeats, Zwei! And a black boar passes, startled Casper continues. Tadai! A storm starts to rage. Casper continues to count anxiously. Veer! Cracking of whips and the sound of galloping horses is heard. Casper grows more and more alarmed. Foomph! Dogs barking and horses neighing are heard. The devil's own hunt begins. And he says, woe is me, the wild chase. And a unseen chorus of wild hunters through hill and dale, through glen and mire, through dew and cloud, storm and night, through marsh, swamp and chasm, through fire, earth, sea and air. Yo-ho, wo-wo, yo-ho, wo-wo, ho, ho-ho-ho. And this is enough to really terrify old Max and Casper. But Casper continues, Zex! Zex is echoed in the darkness. The storm lashes with terrific force, and Casper yells, Samil, 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 help! And Samil appears. Here I am. Casper is hurled to the ground. Max, nearly losing his balance from the impact of the storm, jumps out of the magic circle and grips a dead tree branch, shouting, Samil! The storm suddenly dies down. Instead of a dead tree, the black hunter appears before Max, grabbing his hand, and Samil says, here I am. Max makes the sign of the cross, and he's thrown to the ground. The clock strikes one. Dead silence. Samil has disappeared. Casper remains motionless, face to the ground, and Max rises convulsively. Well, I would hope so.